I'm with Graham, chairman of Altrincham. Obviously a big challenge next season. How are you approaching it?
I think when we first got relegated, we were very disappointed on the Saturday. We picked sick on the Sunday, and I think we just dusted ourselves down the Monday to get on with the job in hand. I think we've tried to retain some of the squad. Like, all the squad have been offered terms. We've retained about five or six of the squad from last year and built around that. I think quietly confident that we're actually going to be competing next year anyway, at least.
Yes! So.
Who do you see the main challenges next year?
I think you've got to look at people like FC Halifax, who have got a good fan base. I'm sure Drawers will be up there as well, as they always are. And people like Geisley and Uneaston as well, I would think, yeah.
How much has the Conference Premier changed over the last 3 years?
Conference Premier? I think it's become it's become more and more. There's more and more professional clubs in it now. Ex-league clubs that have come down. I think also there's also like a trend towards, there's a lot of money being pumped into it. I think the actual chasing of the Holy Grail, getting back into the Football League, or getting into the Football League, depending on what club you're talking about, has become, I don't know, a monster that's taken over people sometimes, I think. And I think this is probably the reason why you see more and more clubs that are actually getting into financial trouble, because you haven't got the gates to sustain that kind of challenge, but unfortunately, so therefore the money's got to come from elsewhere, and that's what causes the problem, I think.
How is, in percentage terms, how's your playing budget been affected by going into the North?
Our playing budget's probably have to be reduced by, I'd say, 30-40%. Been reduced by that amount. I mean, when you look at the sponsorship figures that you're getting in, and also like the potential loss on gate income and subsidiary things from that, I mean, we'll probably lose, I don't know, £100,000 a year probably, which equates on our season to £2,500 a week. So.
Is there an argument for parachute payments for clubs going out of the Conference Premier and into the North?
I'd like to think that, actually. I suppose in our situation, it'd be lovely to see that happening. And I suppose when you look at like the actual idea of the Premiership going down to the Championship, and also when you see people coming out of the league into the Conference itself, I suppose if you're looking at a natural progression downwards, yeah, maybe there should be some kind of payment, yeah, to actually cushion that effect, because it is a big difference, and it does have a great effect on how you have to budget for the following season.
And in terms of targets for next season, is there anyone that you're close to signing?
I think we've retained like six of last year's squad. We've actually signed we signed three players at the moment. Well, I'm actually signing another one tomorrow. And I think we've just got a few targets we're looking at the moment. I don't think I'd like to give any specific names at the moment who we're actually after, but I think by the time we get back into pre-season at the end of the month, I think we'll be ready to compete anyway.
If you manage to go back up, what do you think you'll do differently next time round to what you did this season?
I don't think we'll do anything much different, to be quite honest. I think if you look at our season this season, it was just a poor start that actually killed us off. I mean, if you think the first nine games we had 1 point from them, and I think if you look at the rest of the season, we would have been comfortable in 15th, 16th position with if you extrapolated the points we had from the last 36 games rather than the first 10. And that, I suppose, was the problem of our own success. The previous season we'd done well, we ended 15th in the league, and because of that, people cherry picked our best players, and we lost our best centre half. One of our centre forwards retired. Our centre midfield player broke his leg, and the other forward, Christini, went to Darlington. So I suppose we actually lost the spine of our side, and it's always hard to replace, I suppose, that amount of quality players all in one go. And I think that proved it in the first 10 games of this season, whereby the players didn't gel together quickly enough, and therefore we started the season poorly.